Right, I'm joined by the Guardian's Stephen Bates, who's actually inside St Paul's, which has finally opened its doors. Stephen, you're there for the 12:30 service, is that correct?
Yes, I am, and there was a great cheer at midday, exactly, as the bells started ringing when they opened the great west doors of the Cathedral to let in. A larger than normal congregation, it has to be said, I would reckon, although it's by no means full. You have to have several hundred, probably 1,000 people to fill up the cathedral. There are certainly several hundred people here and banks of photographers. And if you look through the order of service, it's quite resonant with some of the events that have been going on around and about here. You don't have to look very deeply into the readings and prayers to see references to friends who obey my commands, and we turn from the wrong that we have thought and said and done, and are mindful of all that we have failed to do. And it doesn't take too much to read a hidden meaning into that. The dean is going to be preaching at the Eucharist, and they're coming out any moment now. You can probably hear the organ playing in the background, and we wait to see what's said during the sermon.
Does it look as if there's some of the protesters from the Occupy camp? Have they joined the congregation?
Very, very few. I was speaking to a number outside, and they said, no, we don't believe in God, which is rather ironic, all things considered. But there may be one or two here, but a bit difficult to say. I suspect most are tourists, most are casual visitors. There may be one or two who come on a regular basis, but I would guess not very many of them either.
Can you see any special security measures or anything like that, or did it look fairly normal?
No, it's just very normal. There are vergers in their long black cassocks wandering about. One man, middle-aged man who I followed into the church, ripped up his order of service and tossed it across the middle of the cathedral. Then he walked out, and a couple of the vergers wandered across, tut-tutting, and cleared up the litter. So any protest he was thinking of making didn't really cause much of a stir, to be honest, and goodness knows what he thought he was doing. But anyway, I'd better take my seat and join the heavenly throng.